This is the Microsoft Cloud Show, Episode 1, where we will introduce the podcast. Welcome to the Microsoft Cloud Show, the only place to stay up to date on everything going on in the Microsoft Cloud world, including Windows Azure, Office 365, Exchange, Link, and other related technologies. Just the information, no marketing, no BS. I'm Andrew Connell.
And I'm Chris Johnson.
And we're just two dudes telling you how we see it. All right, here we go, starting our first podcast.
Woohoo!
So, guess we can introduce ourselves real quick. This is Andrew Connell talking.
And this is Chris Johnson.
So, in this show, what we wanted to cover here is we wanted to just kind of explain what this podcast is going to be about. All right, so this episode is fairly brief, just explaining what the whole thing is and what we want to accomplish it and how do we... how it came about and how it's different from other shows that are out there. So one of the things we want to first go through, and it's kind of jumping around here, is the how did this whole podcast come about? So I guess you probably have a little bit more insight into this because you're the one that was more of a driver of this on the get-go.
Yeah, I think I started listening to some pod shows this year, and a couple in particular that I'm a regular listener of, and it just sort of hit me one morning. I thought, well, why don't I bug AC and see if you want to go ahead and collaborate on this together? And I thought, I like the format of these shows that I was listening to, and you actually recommended one of those to me, and I thought, I'm sure there's something we can do here that'll be of value to everyone. So I talked to you about it, and we went back and forth a little bit on what the format would be and all that sort of stuff. And I think we've got a really cool idea. So looking forward to putting out a few shows and building up a good listener base and covering some cool topics.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny. I have a little bit extra recollection to throw there, which I think it was more you were pestering me to do this. I wasn't as receptive from the get-go, and it was just like, I don't want to commit to something we're going to have to publish every few weeks or every month or so, whatever our frequency is, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But because I was trying to simplify some things in my life, and then, out of the blue, I guess I was at a conference or teaching somewhere. I was in a hotel, and I was in the hotel bar, and maybe three drinks in one night, I was just like, I pulled out my phone and just started emailing you back. I said, oh yeah, forget it. Let's do it. Let's go. And just had a complete mental brain dump and email at you that one night.
Yeah, it was kind of out of the blue. And I was like, excellent, let's do this thing. So I'm really glad we got together and we're gonna hammer this out. So
yeah.
So why don't we talk about a little bit about how this is different from some of the other shows that are out there and what we're trying to achieve? Our goal is obviously not to replicate what's currently out there. So do you want to kick off and tell folks a little bit about what plans we've got?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So. What we want to do, we called this the Microsoft Cloud Show, and I guess we've, kind of hem and hawed quite a bit over what the name was going to be. We knew what we wanted to cover, but what the name was going to be, what we kind of wanted we wanted to have a little logo that kind of said what we did and, kind of was show up on your phones when you subscribe to the podcast. But generally what we've agreed to cover here is primarily the Microsoft Cloud story. So that's going to include a lot of stuff. We're primarily two old school SharePoint guys. But we've seen SharePoint is moving, has moved to the cloud, specifically in Office 365 and other host scenarios. There's still an on-prem stuff, which we'll touch on. But what we really, I think, wanted to cover here is not just be focused on SharePoint, and that's why it's not in the name. We wanted to talk about kind of the Microsoft cloud story as far as productivity is concerned. So in our eyes, that's going to mean Office 365 with a heavy slant towards SharePoint. But then also the Windows Azure side, something that is I know you and I are both really bullish on and seeing where Microsoft is going with this.
Yeah, no, Azure is obviously a huge topic of interest of mine, along with my background in SharePoint and things. So that's taking up a lot of my time and the work I do and stuff I find really interesting. So there's a lot going on in that space right now from Microsoft, and the worlds are colliding as well, which I think makes it a good set of technologies to cover.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. And you know, we also, you know, we've called this the Microsoft Cloud Show, but I don't think that you and I either, we want to stick with just the Microsoft cloud story. I mean, I think we're going to focus on it, but you know, we're not going to be ignorant to what the Amazons are doing or what the Googles are doing. I think it's, I really love when you see Microsoft either get into a market or someone else with prominent presence gets into a market that they're in, because the competition is always going to yield a much better product. And so, you know, looking at with a keen eye of what Amazon's doing with Amazon Web Services or AWS, what Google's doing. I mean, this is the hot thing in the business is the cloud story, productivity and everything, and what they're doing to enable developers and businesses to leverage. And so it's, you know, we won't just focus just on that, but it will be primarily around the Microsoft story and then how it kind of relates to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the other things I'd add there is, you know, Microsoft are figuring this out as well with Office 365 and Yammer and so forth. So there's a lot going on in that space, and they're learning about how to move their on-prem products to the cloud and things like that. So I think there's plenty of topics to talk about on that stuff. And then the other competitor I'd throw in there is like people like Box.net and stuff that are, you know, born in the cloud. These guys that have never had an on-prem product. And so, yeah, but I don't think we're just going to stick to just the Microsoft news, right? We're going to talk about what everybody's doing and how it relates to those technologies and products.
Yeah. So I guess you could, you know, who's our target audience with this? I mean, I would definitely say all of the people that are our traditional audience, the SharePoint developers, the SharePoint customers, the power users, the end users, the administrators, the business decision makers, all around SharePoint. But I do think, too, the other thing that we could extend it to is any of those people, we're going to always run into questions from customers about, like, what Box, what Yammer's doing, those kinds of things. So the whole idea is kind of be big tent with all of that, that kind of a background. Now, you know, there's a lot of other shows that are out there that focus on SharePoint and stuff like that. So why don't you take a second and kind of explain, you know, what are those other shows that are out there and how we're not trying to compete with what they do, but what makes us a little bit different, or what does going to make this podcast different from what they do?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the first one that comes to mind is the SharePoint Pod Show, which is run and produced by Rob Foster, Nick Swan, and Brett Lonsdale. And that is a really great show. You know, that's probably the first SharePoint podcast that I started listening to a number of years back. It's been going for a long time. And they do all sorts of really interesting interviews. In fact, I've been interviewed. I think you've probably been interviewed by them
quite
before.
Quite a few times.
and talked on their show. And it's you know, it's a really high quality SharePoint show that everybody should listen to if you're into SharePoint. But our format is going to be a little different from that. They're more focused on sort of interview style podcast where they go and talk to interesting people in the industry and so forth. It's also quite a lot going to be, or it is quite a lot longer in length. We want to stick to quite a short show, something consumable on your drive to work, you know, in half an hour or so. So probably 25 to 35 minutes at a max we're aiming for. So we want it a bit more concise and more consumable from a, you know, nuggets and bites of news perspective than a series of interviews with folks. The other show that's out there is the Moss Show, which is by, and I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong here, but Hilton Giesenow, I think, or Giesenow.
It's as good of a guess as I always have a hard time pronouncing it, but yeah, Hilton is, I've been on that show as well.
Yeah, excellent. So so there are a couple of shows out there already that that folks may be aware of. Also, you know, there may be others. Obviously, these are the couple that I've heard of and listened to, and it's important for us to not, you know, stomp on other people's territory or rinse and repeat the same sort of stuff. And that is definitely not our goal here. We're trying to be fill a space that doesn't currently have somebody in it. And like I said, it's more, you know, shorter time frame, more about the news and information. And that sort of thing. So from time to time, we will have, you know, special segments and so forth, and we may have somebody on to briefly talk about something. But in general, that's not our goal.
Right. Yeah. And I like the 25 to 35 minute kind of chunk to it, because you know the idea is to, you know, like at the end of the day, you want to sit down and watch the nightly news or something at the end of your day and just kind of get a buzz on what's going on. That's kind of a feel that we're going to do. We want to just, you know, people can kind of just tune in, find out what's been going on, or what news is out there with our commentary on it, our take on it, because, you know, it isn't just the news. We do want to sit there and we want to give our perspective or our point of view on it and our opinions on it. As right as they are or as wrong as they are and completely off base as they are.
What you mean we're wrong sometimes? That's don't be ridiculous.
Sure, of course.
So when we why don't you explain how we're going to structure?
Sure,
the
sure. So what we're going to do is the majority of the show, like you said, we're going to try and do, or we're going to focus on doing, like talking about the recent news with our commentary, and we're going to have a focus area for each of each episode. So we'll have a specific thing we're talking about. This being the first one, you know, we're just introducing the pod show. So there's really no, you know, recent news or anything. We just want to have something that we can point people back to and just say, like, you want to know what the show's about? Go listen to that quick little first episode. That's the idea. And as by the time this is published, people will see that we've got a few shows that we're publishing at the same time, right out of the gate. So it's not just one episode and you got to wait for the second one. So we'll have a topic of the day that we're going to cover. I'll come back to this a little bit later, but we also want to address listener questions. I doubt we're going to have a tremendous number of listener questions right when we get started, because we are just getting started. And frankly, it's just you and me and our wives really know that we're doing this. So we don't have a really great audience base. I guess only 50% of our current base really cares about what this is.
Right.
But
actually, the listener questions is, I think, going to be a really interesting segment. You know, because you know, both you and I, we're on Twitter and we have blogs and so forth, and you know, those are pretty good mediums for sending questions in, and I'm sure you get a ton of questions on email and things like that as well. But I'm looking forward to having people send in some questions. And have us chat about them and try to get them answered on the air, so to speak. So we want to actually we want to do that a little differently, right? We don't want to have people write in. We want them to be able to record their question with voice and send them in to us. So how do they go about doing
sure.
that?
Sure. Yeah. So the at the end of every show, we'll have a little credit kind of a thing that explains how people can do it. But the gist is, we want people to, like you said, they can. We would love to have people record this. So record it using your USB headset mic. Use it using the mic on your laptop. I mean, the quality doesn't have to be spectacular, but we would just like to capture what you're saying, and we'd like to play your question on the air, because it's kind of easier for you to explain this stuff on your own. If you don't feel like that, you want to just sit there and email it in as a text, then go ahead and do that. What we've set up an email address at it's the mscloudshow@outlook.com. And so for any question, you email it in. If you're going to do it as a recording, then email it to us, and you know, you can stick it as an attachment to the email, or send us a link to where we can download the WAV file or MP3. The WAV files are more preferred since it's all lossy and we'll do all the producing of it ourselves. But we really want to get the more of a question. And these can be, you know, let's make it almost completely wide open on what it is. I mean, if you've got a, you know, hardcore developer question, then, you know, fire it away. If you've got an administrator question, if you've got an end user question, the ones that I'm really interested to talk about, which I'm spending more on these days, personally, is I'm more interested in the business of SharePoint, or the business of the Azure, of the cloud and stuff. How do you leverage it? What does it mean to your business, or how does it change you as an independent consultant, or as a freelancer, or as a corporate developer, a corporate administrator? Really, we'll just make it wide open, and we'll have a whole section that we'll devote to each episode, to where we can answer maybe one or two questions, depending on how long they are. And if we get enough questions, then, you know, hopefully we can do an episode every once in a while where we actually all we do is we just do listener questions. So we'll just kind of, I guess we just take that as it comes in.
Yeah, no, I think the, you know, you mentioned being interested in the business of SharePoint and the cloud and that sort of thing. And one thing I love commenting on or answering questions on are, you know, news that they see, that people hear coming out of a show, like maybe out of the SharePoint conference or WPC or one of these other conferences where things get announced. And I love hearing people's interpretation of what that news means, and then sort of trying to decipher it and read between the lines. And pardon me. So I'm looking forward to having some folks mail in some questions to us about, you know, things that they've heard that are going on in the industry, maybe something coming out of Microsoft that we can then lend a hand on deciphering and giving our two cents worth.
Yeah, and I mean, to build on that too, feedback on stuff that we've talked about. I mean, if we go through and we talk about something and you and I are in agreement or disagreement or whatever, and someone's listening to it and they side with one of the things that we say, or we're like, you know, AC, you're a complete idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about in this case, or they just have some feedback on what we have. I mean, I'd love to have that come in. I mean, it's just really open-ended. We just want to at least focus on the topic at hand, which is what we're focusing on with the podcast, or on the content that we're talking about during the podcast. You know, nothing like, you know, have you seen this new tablet that Google's released? Like, that's a little bit beyond of what we're going to try to go on in this.
Yeah. No, I definitely think you're right. You know, having folks, you know, send in their questions about, hey, calling us out on something we've said during the show, or disagreeing with us, and, you know, calling it how they see it. That would be really interesting.
Yeah. Well, why don't you touch on a little bit about the frequency or the cadence that we're gonna shoot on here, and then any kind of like a disclaimer or something like that, that to make sure people know that we're, you know, not using this as our, you know, personal sales machine or something like that.
Yeah, that's really important and interesting topic. So around our schedule, you know, one of the things you mentioned a little earlier on, AC, was like overcommitting to stuff. And it's definitely our intent to not disappoint our listeners. And therefore, you know, we didn't want to sign up to do a show a day or anything like that, that we know that we currently can't meet. So we want to be a little reserved to begin with. And, you know, this may sort of even out over time, but our goal is to do one or two shows a month, and make them really high quality and well thought out. So we want to get into this nice regular rhythm so that our listeners can know when to tune in and expect new shows. And so over the first maybe two or three shows, those will come out all at the beginning when this pod show goes live. But then after that, we're going to aim to do, you know, like I said, one or two shows every 4 weeks or so. You know, we travel a lot for our day job, so to speak, and we're going to try and do these regardless of where we happen to be. I think in about later this month, I'm going to Manila for a week, and I'm already thinking about the logistics of how to record a show while I'm on the road. So we definitely want to keep that frequency up so that folks have a regular thing to tune into and listen to on the way to work or home or wherever.
Yeah. So, and just to touch on that as well, I mean, we'll see where this goes, right? I mean, we would love to see this kind of take off and to where we're, you know, you and I are both getting a lot out of this because by the way, I'm going to get a lot out of this is by other people getting a lot out of this. And so, you know, if we get to the point to where, you know, we're doing one show every month or two shows every month, and we got a really good, you know, dedicated listener base and sending in a bunch of questions, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and we have the bandwidth to actually do additional shows, then we'll add another one. But I think the big thing that you and I are really trying to put across here is that we want to have a predictable kind of a schedule that people are going to have. I don't want to I listen to this one podcast religiously that comes out every Tuesday morning, and I know now it's one that I really enjoy, and I look forward to every Tuesday morning when that show comes out to make sure my phone grabs it before I leave the house. I can make sure that when I'm taking, you know, off on being in the car for 20 or 30 minutes, that I can listen to it real quick. So it's that's something we'll shoot for, and we'll see where this goes. And, you know, maybe in a couple of months we may add an additional show or something. But we also may do, depending on events going on, you know, it may be pretty applicable to have a special episode come out, or, you know, if we, like, for example, the SharePoint conference, I have a feeling that we'll have a few things to talk about at the next SharePoint conference, which is in April.
Maybe one or two. Yeah.
So was it like early or around the first, second quarter of 2014? We may talk to a few people. We'll have plenty of stuff to talk about ourselves. And so, you know, that may end up coming out to the recording of that may come out to be in a 2-hour show or something. But, you know, we want to make sure we chunk stuff up into nice little, you know, consumable pieces. And so we may have a couple shows come out and, you know, this is the interview one and this is our commentary one and this is like the post show and the pre-show, stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good.
But I mean, the other thing too about the show that we don't want to do is that, you know, you and I are doing this. We both have very different jobs. You know, you run an office for a company. I'm independent and do consulting and teaching and stuff like that. We want to make sure that we're not, you know, I'm not using this as a vehicle to try and get customers or something like that. This is in a sense, this is just kind of, I like to think of it as you and I grabbing a drink or grabbing a coffee and we're just shooting the breeze and someone threw a microphone in the middle and then one of us had the fun task of producing it and putting it out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, our goal is not to sit here and sell people products and services and the things that we do for our day jobs. But our goal is to, you know, have this conversation and hopefully it's interesting and useful to a whole bunch of folks. And that's really, you know, that's our primary goal here is to give something people are interested in that they keep asking for more of and that we enjoy putting together. Yeah. So at least that's what my goal is.
So cards on the table, I have to admit, I mean, I'm that one of those people that is of the mindset that aside from your family, nothing is really for sale, but I've always got a price tag on it. So if someone rolls in with, you know, six figures or whatever, and they said, hey, I'll buy this whole pod show from you for this much money if you sit there and talk about me for the next two episodes, then hey, sorry, CJ, I'm out.
Oh, I see. You're going to take the quick buck and run, huh? I see. Nah, we're good.
I say that just to, you know, to have a little bit of fun, but we're not going to go for any kind of like trying to generate business out of this or anything. So
no. So we talked a little bit about taking questions from listeners, earlier on and things. How would you like, what are some ideas of things that we could get people interested in sending in and talking about? Like, what sort of, just throw a few, if you've got a few topics that you've been thinking about recently that we could sort of start soliciting some questions from folks on to getting them thinking about the kinds of stuff that we could answer for them on the show, or anything that you've been up to real recently, just throwing it out there.
And I'm curious to hear yours too after this, but you know, a couple things that, you know, I've personally thrown out, I guess in the recent month or so, I've said a couple things on my blog and it's interesting that you see the kind of reaction that people get from it sometimes, but like on the developer topics, seeing the different options for people programming against SharePoint between like the REST APIs in 2013 or CSOM, pretty healthy discussion around that. That actually stemmed from a dialogue that I watched go on a private discussion list that I'm a member of. And then I just gave my two cents. Other things would be like, I guess like the business side of SharePoint, specifically in Office 365 or on-prem. I mean, that's we get SharePoint's a $2 billion business right now. And that's all traditionally been coming from on-prem customers. But now all you hear out of Redmond is the march to the cloud. And it works great for a lot of customers. I mean, for me personally, it works fantastic because I don't have to maintain any kind of infrastructure or deal with backups or any of that kind of stuff. But, you know, for other companies, it doesn't make any sense at all. And for some companies, a hybrid approach does. And some companies are like, I don't have a clue what I'm supposed to do with this. So, you know, if you're in those kind of scenarios, I mean, if you think that, you know, I've always loved being someone who's a consultant, who's taught and spoken at conferences and had booths at expos. You always have a handful of people that come up to you and they're always like, I have a question for you, but my situation is really unique. And, you know, over time, you just kind of get to it and go, no, there's right. actually nothing unique right. about you saying that, because I hear that all the time. And your solution or your situation is not very unique. So, you know, pitch your questions. What are you looking for guidance on? You know, if you're, I guess, a fun one. Are you an infopath person? I obviously, from a blog post, have got some pretty strong feelings about that, and let's talk about it.
Yeah, no, that's a really interesting one. I got a question on that just the other day, actually, and people are all over the place on how to solve, you know, their forms problem, and what to do and what the right way to go is. The other one is, you know, social and Yammer and what's going on in the SharePoint world around social computing or that sort of thing. And so everybody's got an opinion on where they think it's going to go and or what the right way to go is. And back to your point about, you know, definitely different people being in different camps on that one. There's some that are very much wanting to be focused on SharePoint, the out-of-the-box social features for now. There's others that are all into the cloud and they're often gallivanting off into Yammer land. And it's kind of like a, you know, a multi-horse race at this point. And so I'm keen to get some questions about that stuff. The other one I thought of is, you know, back to my point about hearing things that come out of conferences. You know, we just had Build not too long ago, and there were a whole bunch of really interesting sort of bits of news and tidbits out of Build around Azure from Scott Guthrie and so forth. And so, you know, not just sticking to the SharePoint topic, but I'd also love to get questions from listeners about what's going on in Azure, whether they're using AWS or Azure and what they're doing, and asking any questions they've got about what we think about those different topics and those technologies. So that's something
yeah,
else.
I completely agree. I was focusing on the SharePoint piece, but that's the really kind of hot area that I see that where Microsoft is right now. That's really interesting, and seeing where they're going with it is all the Azure cloud stuff. And they've just done, God, it seems like everywhere that Scott Guthrie goes, the platform just gets so much more interesting, and it gets so much simpler, so much more feature rich, yet and so much more interesting. Yet it gets simpler and simpler. So.
And at a really quick pace as well, which is what really interests me.
Yeah.
They seem to be really getting it.
So, well, cool. I think that what we did here, we did a pretty good job of just explaining what the show is all about, where we want to go with this, what people can expect from it, and hopefully people send in a couple of questions. So with that, I got no more parting thoughts until we get into our next episode.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, AC. I'm looking forward to putting a few of these shows together and, like you said, getting some questions in from folks. I can't wait to see where those go and the topics that we cover, and I'm really looking forward to it. This has been a good little intro, but let's get on to the good stuff in the next few episodes.
If you have a question for us, go to mscloudshow.com/questions, where you can submit it as text or record it as a WAV or an MP3 and provide a link so that we can play your question on the show. Our theme music is an excerpt from Evaporated Air by Monk Turner, used under Creative Commons. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for Microsoft Cloud Show or via RSS at mscloudshow.com, where you'll also find a full transcript and show notes of each episode. You can also find us on Facebook searching for the Microsoft Cloud Show or on Twitter at MS Cloud Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.